Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
This episode is sponsored by R.W. Knudsen Organic Just Tart Cherry Juice, a welcome addition to anyone's sleep routine. Pace Case, if you know me, and you do, you know that I'm working all hours of the day, all hours of the night. So the sleep that I do get has to be very good sleep. And I'm always looking for ways to up my sleep routine. Sometimes I'll read a book to go to sleep. Sometimes.
Oh, The Bachelor?
That book keeps me very awake. It's very engaging. That never puts me to sleep. I will sometimes just put down my cell phone after a long day of looking at a screen. It's nice to get some time away from the screen. I also will incorporate some R.W. Knudsen Organic Just Tart Cherry Juice. It truly makes you go to sleep a little easier. It's the thing you need to help you drift off into the dreamland.
As more and more people are looking to prioritize sleep, Organic Just Tart Cherry is having a moment thanks to Tart Cherry's potential sleep-related benefits and potential to aid in muscle recovery when you get those gains like clues. We're seeing this in the viral Sleepy Girl Mocktail trend on social media. R.W. Knudsen has a whole lineup of natural juices with zero added sugar, so you can feel good about adding them to your wellness routine. It's all about celebrating those daily wins. Organic Just Tart Cherry Juice is made from tart cherries, which may help you get a better night's sleep because they have natural melatonin.
R.W. Knudsen crushes only 100% real ingredients, so you can crush everything you do. Pick up a bottle at your local grocery store today.
This is Grafting with Grace Ann, the only place to get coverage of the best and worst plays from the most recent episode of Love Island. I'm your host, Grace Ann Parks.
Welcome back to Grafting. I'm your host, Grace Ann, and today we are breaking down Love Island episodes 53 and 55, which is ITV episodes 47 and 48 of Love Island UK season 10. I have a few quick notes before we get into the breakdown. I directly want to ask you guys who are loyal listeners to Grafting. Clues and Pace Case are going to be on Wednesday's show, I believe. Wednesday or Thursday. And we're getting to the point where the entire season is now airing on Hulu. You guys know that. And I'm so behind with COVID that we now have an option to be able to go over some potentially very interesting episodes with Clues and Pace Case. And I was thinking, because his max at this point of Love Island episodes is he's like, okay, I'll watch two. He's so over it. Is there a specific episode you guys really want him to watch that I have not recapped yet? That would include the talent show. That would include the Grafties. And that would also include the final. If you could pick one episode, which one would it be? Let me know on the post that will be on Game of Roses promoting this breakdown. Because I know a lot of you guys wanted him to watch movie night, but it just didn't work out. And now with the Grafties, it's kind of a second movie night. There's a lot of different elements as well, but it mostly resembles movie night. So let me know about that. And also, you guys, oh my gosh, okay. So you know how on Game of Roses, I've been like commenting on Uzi's posts and, you know, just fun, cute stuff like, oh, can't wait to have you on the podcast, or you're like the most perfect human I know, blah, blah, blah. He liked the carousel of memes I used where he's laying in bed with his eyes wide open and Katie's asleep. And I made all those like me thinking about how I'll never get Pace Case to like possums and stuff like that. So today, which is Sunday, August 6th, he liked that post. I screenshotted that. I posted to our stories and I said, today is a holy day. I tagged him and said, Uzi, please come on the podcast. You guys, he literally just messaged me back and he said, get me on. And I'm like, is this really happening? I manifested this. You know I manifested this. Oh my gosh, if this happens, I'm actually going to lose my, I'm going to lose it. I'm going to lose it. I'm so excited. I messaged back and I was just like, hey, we'd absolutely love to have you on. Obviously, since, you know, we're in the US, just, I was basically like, whenever you're free, let me know. I'll make it work. We can do it over Zoom. So I guess stay tuned for that. I don't want to get my hopes up because if it doesn't happen, I'll be like legit sad. But I'm honestly, if this happens, I know some of you are like, Grayson, you just think he's hot. No, I genuinely think he's like a genuinely good guy. I think he has this calming energy about him that is so opposite to me that I'm very curious how someone like that did end up on Love Island, where you have all these bombastic characters. Like, I think I have a lot of questions. That's what I think. So that was like, today's a good day, y'all. Today is a good day. Let's get into this breakdown. Episode 53 is basically all about this fight between Ella and Whitney. And we start with Ella talking to Ty and Whitney talking to Lachlan about the fight. They're both just like stubborn. They're both not going to budge on their stance on this. When Whitney is telling Lachlan about the fight, she says that she would be the first person to tell someone that a challenge is the truth. No, Whitney, you are better than this. I think challenges can rub people the wrong way. I think there are pieces of truth in it, but I think at the end of the day, it is a game. But regardless, Lachlan is just so supportive. I really do think it's so sweet how like he has her back no matter what. It's sweet. Molly and Jess come over to comfort Ella when she is talking to Ty, and Molly is just like, that was not nice. We heard the whole conversation. Then they get a text that the hideaway is open and everybody picks Jess and Sammy. Jess and Sammy and their ITMs, after they got picked to go to the hideaway, they both are doing some of the best face play I've ever seen. It was brilliant. He decides to wear his little golden shorts that he wore for the heart rate challenge into the hideaway, which I thought was funny. In the morning, we get this scene of Whitney saying that she doesn't even consider Ella a friend. Whitney does a lot of Scorpio moves in this episode, and I can say that because I'm a Scorpio rising. But just to say, like, I mean, you're obviously friends, okay? Zach tells the group that if you give it as much as Whitney does, you're gonna have to be able to take it a little bit as well. I agree. Then Zach gets a text and it says, Ellen Whitney, it's time for you to head out for a one-to-one. Please get ready to leave the villa. Hashtag nothing left unsaid. Hashtag it's giving harmony. As Ellen Whitney are getting ready for this one-on-one, Ty and Lachlan are both with them as they're getting ready, like separately. And it's literally like they're both coaching their players. Even Ty says, this time it's a one-to-one. I feel like I've been training you for this. And of course he's saying this with the biggest smile on his mouth. And Ella's like, listen, I can hold my own. And he's like, I know. I feel like I've been training you for this. We get to this one-on-one with Ella and Whitney. And Ella honestly starts out the whole conversation with the tone that's giving, I want this to be resolved. I don't want there to be any bad blood. And then Whitney immediately hits back and says, if I could sit here and tell you that you're not selfish, honestly, I would. Bro. But Ella, I gotta give her credit. She holds her own. She comes back and she's like, let's be real, babe. This is all about the challenge. But she's saying, this is why I've always never considered you a friend. Because if you think I'm the type of girl that's gonna use a challenge to talk to you direct, you've got the wrong girl. Whitney says being selfish doesn't take away from you being a nice person. Then she doubles down on saying Ella is the most selfish person she's ever met in her entire life. Nothing is resolved on this one-to-one. Back at the villa, the Islanders are all getting ready for the night portion. And during this, Ella and Whitney pass each other in the hallway, and Whitney just grabs Ella and hugs her. I was like, thank goodness. But in this hallway hug, Whitney finally says, yes, my feelings were hurt. That's all you had to say. But again, I can't complain because I do this all the time. I won't admit that my feelings are hurt. I'll just be like, I'm pissed. I'm angry. I'm annoyed. You got to break me down a little before I'm like, okay, fine. You hurt my feelings. But during the nighttime portion, Whitney and Ella talk again. They make up. So that's why I'm just kind of like, this was such a filler episode. But then we get Sammy talking to Ty at the fire pit, and he says, okay, I need you to gather everyone and get them all up onto the terrace because I'm going to ask Jess to be my girlfriend. Basically, Ty gathers everybody and he says, when you hear Sammy say, help me out, guys, we're all going to jump up and yell, will you be his girlfriend? So he gathers everybody up. They all go to the terrace and hide. Jess and Sammy go to the fire pit to talk. No, actually, they go into the lawn part by the pool, so it's, like, directly in front of the terrace. And this is where he gives a cute little speech, and then he says, help me out, guys, and everybody just jumps up and says, will you be his girlfriend? And Jess loves it. And so they are officially boyfriend and girlfriend, and this was almost my play of the game, but I'm sorry, Sammy. Molly outdid you in the next episode. I mean, really outdid you.
Clues. Underwear drawers, they're not organized. They're like the Wild West, the final frontier of wardrobes. Mm. And there's no rhyme or reason to them. You got ones that are super old, different brands, etc. You don't know what to expect. But now I have felt the buttery soft comfort of MeUndies. And now I want to replace the whole drawer with MeUndies because those are my now go-to. I'm currently wearing their long sleeve shirt and my, which is not what this ad is about, but I am also wearing the super soft, sustainable modal fabric thong with no rollback waistband. You want that. You don't want it to be rolling. You don't want it to be showing. And I'm hooked. I don't want to wear anything else. It's all got to go now.
Well, this ad actually is kind of about that, Pace Case. Everybody knows MeUndies makes great underwear. It's in the name, MeUndies. But it's not just about underwear. You can explore the lounge collection featuring comfy joggers, hoodies, onesies, and a whole bunch more. And their Move Me activewear collection is the softest activewear on the market. There's no doubt about it. Right now, you can get 20% off your first order plus free shipping at MeUndies.com/roses. That's MeUndies.com/roses for 20% off plus free shipping. MeUndies, comfort from the outside in. Support for today's episode comes from OneSkin. If you have sensitive skin, you're going to want to hear about OneSkin's scientifically proven topical supplements. This is face, eye, body, shield, and it can all be used with any of their other products, which are free from over 1,500 chemicals and preservatives that can make skin red, irritated, or itchy. Their products are safe for sensitive skin. It's just one of the reasons they've earned the Skin Safe seal of approval.
You got to keep that skin glowing if you want to be keeping up the level of face play that I've got going on. And OneSkin was founded by an all-woman team of scientists. Their products are backed by extensive lab and clinical data to validate their efficacy and safety on all skin types. Their topical supplements are the easiest way to keep your skin healthy and hydrated without the harsh ingredients or irritation found in other skincare products often. OneSkin is the world's first skin longevity company. By focusing on the cellular aspects of aging, OneSkin keeps your skin looking and acting younger for longer. Get started today with 15% off using code ROSES at oneskin.co. That's 15% off oneskin.co with code ROSES. After you purchase, they'll ask you where you heard about them. Please support Gore and tell them that we sent you.
Have you ever experienced a dry, itchy scalp or ever wondered why your color isn't lasting as long as your hairdresser promised? Well, Unfiltered, mineral-filled water could be the reason why. Did you know hard water is a leading cause of damaged hair and dry, irritated skin? And that about 85% of the United States uses hard water filled with dissolved minerals and added chlorine. That's where Canopy's new filtered shower head comes in.
Known for their beauty hacks and reimagined humidifier, Canopy is dermatologist recommended. This unique three-stage filtration system greatly reduces contaminants and odors in your shower water. Best of all, the Canopy filtered shower head is hassle-free, installation's a breeze, and its unique quick-release filter replacement feature allows for seamless filter replacement. Go to canopy.co to save $25 on your Canopy filtered shower head purchase today with Canopy's hassle-free filter subscription. Even better, Gore listeners can use our code ROSES at checkout to save an additional 10% off your Canopy purchase. Hurry, your hair and skin will thank you.
Yeah. I was going to give it all to Sammy. I was going to be like, you made it cute, special, loved it, but a better play was done. Now we start episode 55, and episode 55 is the start of the final week of Love Island. And today is family day. I love family day. The first families to enter the villa are Zach's mom, Christy, and sister, Snoochie. Love that name. Alongside Molly's mom, Janet, and dad, David. The four of them all sneak up onto the terrace, Ek and Sue style, and they all spring up yelling. In response, Molly does some brilliant surprise face play here when she realizes it's her mom and dad. When Zach meets his mom, he raises one of his mom's hands, Rocky style, and yells, "This is my mom, you know," to the other islanders. I thought it was so cute. Immediately when Molly sits down with her parents, her dad asks how she's feeling about Zach. She says she's happy. She then asks if her parents are happy with how everything's going. They're like, yes, but you know, we have seen the couple speed bumps recently. And so she's like, oh, okay, so you've seen the challenge. And in a very animated musical theater style, Janet Marsh says, when watching the challenge, I stood up and went, anyone but Katie, what? Then we go to Zach and his mom and sister, and he tells them that they look lovely. And his mom is like, that's your line, isn't it? And then she proceeds to pull out a fan, which she dramatically opens and begins to fan herself with. What a star this woman is. She says, anyway, let's talk about all this lip sync as she's fanning herself. This woman is a star. Every season, there's always one or two family members that just stick out, so entertaining, so loved by the fourth audience. I really liked Christy. Christy was a baddie. Now both families come together, but before they can all come together, Molly's dad pulls Zach. He asks Zach about the challenge. And Zach confesses that he definitely handled the whole challenge badly and felt a lot of guilt. David then does like a real world attack here. He's like, okay, let's imagine you're at a club. You're a very handsome lad. And after this, referring to after Love Island, you're going to be able to get whatever girl you want. What's stopping you from, you know, kissing somebody like that in the club when Molly isn't around? Zach actually does a very good comeback here. I was very impressed with this. He says, you said I could get whatever girl I want, and I just want to let you know that I found the one that I want. And this appears to appease David. Then David and Zach join the rest of them, and Janet says they're bang on for each other. Then David does an LL4 on behalf of Molly? Huh? She hasn't even had time to LL4 him yet, Dad. What are you doing? And then right after this, David reveals to the entire group that he has a man crush on Zach. Wow. So first he does an LL4 on behalf of his daughter and then does his own personal LL1 to Zach. Zach's in-person charmance must be off the flipping walls. You're getting dads to drop LL1s and 4s in the same sentence? Wowie. Next up is Ellaby's mom Joanne and best friend Kaz and Mitch's mom Debbie and dad Martin. When they come into the villa, Whitney notes that Ellaby's mom and best friend are real blonde bombshells, and I couldn't agree more. They were both gorgeous. During their chat with Ellaby, her mom and her best friend immediately start praising her for doing what a bombshell is supposed to do, bombshelling. And they're like, you have balls of steel and should be so proud of yourself. And I 100% agree with this assessment. Again, now all I can think about because of how good Ella B was as a bombshell is, oh my gosh, what would she have been like if she was an early bombshell? Ugh, I want that alternate reality now. Mitch and his parents are on the terrace, and I was really surprised by this, but Mitch's mom immediately was like, yeah, at first we thought Ella B was too cocky and in your face, but as time has gone on, we think she's lovely. I mean, just going for that jugular. They also bring up Abby, and Mitch's mom is like, she's definitely still into you. And Mitch is like, yeah, yeah, I know. And then we get a scene of Mitch's parents and Ella B's mom and best friend meeting the Islanders, which, by the way, this either doesn't happen often or we're just not seeing it. Every season, there's like hi, greetings across the villa, which you did see in this episode, but we don't get a lot of like them actually hugging and greeting the Islanders like they did with this scene. And obviously this was set up so that Mitch's mom could have a moment with Abby. Mitch's mom hugs Abby and is like, I hope everything's okay. I get it. I'm a girl. Next up is Whitney's mom, Olatune, and sister Lizzie, and Lachlan's mom, Culliminder, and dad Simon. Both moms here have very unique names. Whitney's mom and sis immediately approve of Lachlan, but they are surprised that he hasn't closed it off yet. Lachlan's parents tell Lachlan they approve of Whitney. They love how strong she is, how confident she is. And Whitney's mom is already talking babies with Whitney. And Whitney's like, no. Do not tell him that. All six of them come together. But Lachlan and Lizzie first go off to have a little chat on their own. And I loved this sister play. She's kind of like, okay, so what's the next step with my sister? Obviously, you know, trying to push him to either ask Whitney be his girlfriend or go exclusive, you know, closed off, whatever. He does tell her that he does want to make it exclusive with Whitney, and she's like, great. Then they go and join the rest of the families. Whitney and Lachlan's families leave. We get a scene of Scott sitting with the boys and just saying, like, I'm done with Abby. Actually, this is my heir of the game. Even though with the parents coming in, we see that his mind will change, and it looks like they're going to try to give it another try. You've made it all the way to the end of Love Island. Do not dead it off now. That's like the dumbest thing you could do. You have 1 week left. Just stay with her.
Why don't more infant formula companies use organic, grass-fed whole milk instead of skim? Why don't more infant formula companies use the latest breast milk science? Why don't more infant formula companies run their own clinical trials? Why don't more infant formula companies use more of the proteins found in breast milk? Why don't more infant formula companies have their own factories instead of outsourcing their manufacturing? We wondered the same thing. So we made ByHeart, a better formula for formula. Learn more at ByHeart.com.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
So, Robert, tell the people, what's a pretendian?
It's just what it sounds like, Angel, a pretend Indian.
Someone who fakes being one of us?
Someone who impersonates a native.
We're talking about real scammers and con artists.
There are pretendians teaching at universities, pretendians running governments, pretendians in Hollywood.
On our new podcast, Pretendians, we'll tell you the incredible story of these jaw-dropping frauds.
Who are they? Why do they do it? And how the heck do they keep getting away with it?
Listen to Pretendians on Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
Next up is Scott's mom, Kim, and sister, Steph, and Abby's parents, Jill and Chris. And then we get another scene of Abby's parents meeting the Islanders, and Abby's mom is giving everybody hugs. And when she gets to Mitch and they hug each other, he says, "It's lovely to meet you." And she goes, "I'm not so sure that it's lovely to meet you, but hey." Bro, it just, the fact that it's so much more savage coming from a mom, and in the way she says it in the most like nice mom tone. Oh man. When Abby debriefs with her parents, they're like, "Listen, we really do like Scott." And she's like, "That's great, but I'm having problems with the whole situation because I just don't feel like he likes me." And then we get a scene of Scott's sister and mom saying that they only saw him and Abby at first as kind of like friends with benefits. And then they said, but after the last two episodes, they've been very touchy-feely, which I guess is a good sign. Both families separately encourage Abby and Scott to keep trying. And when they come together, they do the same thing. But it's like Scott's family assures Abby and Abby's family assures Scott. Next family is Jess's mom, Sarah, and stepdad, Graham, and Sammy's mom, Emma, and dad, Martin. Sammy and Jess tell their parents that last night they became girlfriend and boyfriend. And when Jess asks her mom if her friends like Sammy, she's like, not really sure at the moment. Eek. They all come together. They all get along. The last family in is Ella's mom, Maggie, and sister, Monica, and Ty's mom, Jamie, and brother, Mekhi. Ella's mom immediately produces tear play and tells her how proud she is of her. And Ella's sister reminded me of something that I had totally forgotten about. She's basically saying about Ella and Ty that it's a full circle moment because they had met briefly at that club in London or something. I had totally forgotten about that. They met right before going into the villa and it was very short. Ty initially said he didn't remember it. Ella's mom is already saying she sees them both getting married and having kids. Then all the families come together. Then Ty's mom tells Ella that Casa Amor broke her heart, but at the end of the day, she did see that Ella had remorse about it. Someone tell this woman what a producer is, all right? Somebody let her know. But that is the end of Family Day. Before the end of this episode, though, we get this final scene where Molly brings Zach up to the terrace, and she reveals that after the first dumping in the airport, she bought Zach this cute little 350 euro bracelet because she knew that they were going to be together. They were meant to be. But she brought it back when she was brought back for Casa Amor. Now she's giving him this little bracelet as a sign of reassurance and commitment. Wow. Molly is so good. Just when you think that she's kind of, you know, settled into the background, she's not very much drama or doing that many good plays, when she does a play, it's out of this world good. I mean, the fact that she got it right after she was dumped, or at least that's what she's telling us, and she brought it back, and it's this sign that, like, she always knew, she's so sure of him. And this, obviously, I mean, Zach is just like, this is the sweetest thing ever. But before we go, I got some gains for you. Your top three Instagram gains in the past 24 hours are Jess, who gained 33K for a total of 626K. Second is Ella, who gained 32K for a total of 634K. And Whitney in third, who gained 27K for a total of 474K. Your top three IG chart is Katie at number one with 1.4 million. Ella is number two with 634K. And Jess is third with 626K. Top three TikTok has finally changed. We got Katie with 1.1 million, Molly with 960.2K, and finally, Ella has kicked Cody out of third place with 419.9K. This is your breakdown of episodes 53 and 55, which is ITV episodes 47 and 48 of Love Island UK season 10. Again, let me know a specific episode that's coming up that you would really like Clues and Pace Case to react to, because they will be on Wednesday. This has been Grafting with Grace Ann.